This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our new Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past programs you may listen to, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through our website also. That web address is gospel2africa.com. And I will repeat that at the end of the program today. Houston, we have a problem. In America, this is a commonly understood phrase related to the U.S. space program and the manned rocket flights. The American headquarters for mission control in these manned space flights is Houston, Texas. When the astronauts speak on their communications radio from space, they address their comments on the radio with the name of the place to which they are calling, which for American space crews is the Houston Mission Control Center. On April 14, 1970, during the Apollo 13 flight to the moon, astronaut Jack Swigert used the phrase, "Houston, we have a problem," to report a major technical fault in the electrical system of one of the oxygen tanks on the service module. Here's how that conversation sounded. Swigert said, "Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here." Houston replies, "This is Houston. Say again, please." Astronaut Lovell said, "Houston, we've had a problem. We've had a main bus be undervolt." "Houston, we have a problem" was used later as the tagline for the 1995 film called Apollo 13. The problem was a rupture in an oxygen tank in the spacecraft service module. The landing had to be aborted due to this problem. The incident in outer space was almost fatal for the crew, and there were serious doubts about whether they would be able to have enough air to breathe until their return to Earth. They could have all died, so to remark, "We have a problem," would turn out to be a big understatement. I say all of this to make reference to our sin problem with our Creator God. We, all of us, have a sin problem. It is even worse than the problem of the crew of Apollo 13. They were in mortal peril. Without salvation from our sin problem, we all have an eternal problem. You see, we start out in life with the inherited sin of Adam and Eve, our first parents that we all share in common, regardless of our race or national origin. Contrary to what you might have been told, God does not send anyone to hell. Hell is the natural destination of everyone before they surrender their life to Jesus Christ and trust in Him with saving faith in the atonement for sin from the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary. Only then do we possess eternal life and the right to live in heaven for all eternity. We must choose our eternal destination. To ignore God and make no choice in favor of Jesus is to make the choice of indecision, which means you have chosen hell by failing to choose positively for heaven. Man has a sin problem. Our sins separate us from God. Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, we read these words. The Lord saw that the wickedness of humankind had become great on the earth. Every inclination of the thoughts of their minds was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made humankind on the earth, and he was highly offended. Isaiah 59:2 reads, But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. It is our sins that have caused the separation. In Romans 3:23 we are told, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is not an accountable person living or who has ever lived except our Lord who can say that he has never sinned. We all need salvation. 1 John 1:8 says, If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. The easiest person to deceive is ourselves. When we rationalize away what God says, this is what we are doing. God says that man has a sin problem, but man says that he does not. Who is right, and what are we doing to God when we say that we have no sin? Well, let's continue our reading in 1 John 1 and verse 10. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. In Romans 6:23, we read, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Death is a separation. When we die physically, our body is placed into the grave, but our spirit is separated from our dead body and goes back to God who gave it. We are told in Ecclesiastes 12:7, Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. In Romans 6:23, we saw that For the wages of sin is death. This is a spiritual death, which is a separation from God in eternity for those who are lost. Since God is in heaven, and those who experience this spiritual death are separated from God, they cannot go to heaven. Well, this leaves only one place for them to go, and that's hell. We see hell spoken of as the second death in Revelation 21:8. The lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But what do you do with all of this? Simply hearing about Jesus and God is not enough. You have a choice to make. You have to decide what to do with the claims that the Bible makes about you, Jesus, and your relationship with God. Will you choose to serve the Lord Jesus, or one of the other gods people serve, such as the God of pleasure, the god of money, the god of power, or false religion gods? In the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, we read these words from the Bible. So fear the Lord, serve him in faith and truth. Put away the gods your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. If you think it is wrong to serve the Lord, choose today whom you will serve. Choose the gods of your fathers, worshipped on the other side of the river, or choose the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Let me review what we have covered so far. First, the Bible says that you, like every other human who has ever lived, are unable to know true peace because your sin has separated you from God. But secondly, God still loves you and wants you to know him and live a life that is in phase with his will, to speak electrically. God sent his only son, Jesus, to become a human himself and pay the price for your sins. Death is where sin inevitably leads, but Jesus died voluntarily in your place. When you believe that Jesus died for your sin, you are safe. God declares your sin as paid in full by Jesus. The barrier that stood between you and God is gone. We call this story the gospel, which means good news, because what could be better news than learning that God is inviting you into his family? So what is this choice that you have to make? It is simple. You have to choose whether or not to believe in the sacrifice of Jesus. That means admitting that your sin keeps you from God, and that Jesus offers the way back home. That is all you have to do. Accept this free gift from Jesus. There are three ways you can respond to this choice I've presented. One, you can decide not to believe in Jesus. Choosing this option sends you back to square one, looking on your own for answers to the questions of your heart. There are lots of people out there claiming to have answers, but be warned, the Bible says that there is only one way to God, and that is through Jesus. There is no prize for second place. Number two, you can put off the decision until later. Maybe you want to take some time to think about this or read more about it. There is a lot more here at gospel2africa.com about Jesus and his gospel message, so have a look around. Or number three, you can accept the offer of Jesus of his freedom by acknowledging your sin and asking Jesus to take it away. Jesus promises you freedom from guilt and sin and a chance to start things fresh. You will live a new life, a life with purpose, knowing that God loves you and will help you through whatever life throws your way. Which will you choose? I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. That's gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Psalm 103, verses 11 through 14. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him, for he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust.